A couple of days later, while I was out prospecting with Scott and some of the other student volunteers, we got a frantic call from Helmut. He was wandering a few miles down the road, enjoying the pain of the sun on his skin, when something caught his eye in a gully. A dark brown bulge sticking out of the dull, tan-colored mud rocks. A lot of things caught Helmut's eye. He was an architect, after all, and a fine one at that, and his attention to the details of shapes and textures made him a very good fossil hunter. He sensed that this one was special, so he started to dig into the hillside. By the time we arrived on the scene, he had exposed a thigh bone, several ribs and vertebrae, and part of the skull of a dinosaur. The bones from the head gave away its identity. Many of them were randomly shaped pieces of something flat and plate-like, resembling shattered glass, and a few others were sharp, pointy cones. Horns. Only one dinosaur in the Hell Creek ecosystem fit the profile. Triceratops. With three horns on its face and a broad, thick, billboard-like frill extending from behind its eyes. Triceratops, like its arch-nemesis T-Rex, is a dinosaur icon. In films and documentaries, it usually plays the gentle, sympathetic plant eater, the perfect dramatic foil to the tyrant king. Sherlock versus Moriarty, Batman versus the Joker, Trike versus Rex. But it's not all movie magic, no. These two dinosaurs truly would have been rivals 66 million years ago. They lived together along the lakes and rivers of the Hell Creek world, and they were the two most common species there, Triceratops making up some 40% of Hell Creek dinosaur fossils, T-Rex coming in second at about 25%. The king needed immense amounts of flesh to fuel its metabolism. Its three-horned comrade was 14 tons of slow-moving prime steak. You can figure out what happened next. Indeed, Triceratops' bones with bite marks matching T-Rex attest to their ancient battles. But don't think for a moment that it was an unfair fight, always destined to go the way of the predator. Triceratops was armed with a set of weapons, its horns, a stout one on the nose and a longer, thinner one above each eye. Like the frill on the back of the head, the horns probably evolved primarily for display, to make Triceratops seem sexy to potential mates and scary to its rivals, but no doubt Triceratops would use them in self-defense when needed.